Morning, 9:30 on a Thursday morning means I do get to spend some time with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos. Good morning, Brad. Thanks
good
for
morning,
coming
Charlie.
In.
Charlie. How are you today?
It's a good day to check those windshield wipers, huh?
Yeah, I was using them on my way over here today. They were quite helpful.
And of course, if yours are not, stop by the service drive at either Dungis Ford or Dungis Toyota,
that's
and
right,
they'll change them out for you.
Happy to take care of for you right there on the drive if that's all you need. But it makes a huge difference, you know, and it's if you're having trouble seeing out that windshield, go stop in and get those taken care of.
Somebody's going to say, oh, but you're a Ford dealer and a Toyota dealer. I bet you don't have wipers for a GMC.
Yeah, well, we have tires, brakes, batteries, wipers, everything for about everything, because we do so many oil changes for all makes and models. That's such a great deal, you know, been a way for us to meet a lot of new people with the different brands than we sell, new anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that's part of the deal there.
But that's what I was trying to make sure that we got it out there somewhere along the line, that just like you change the oil on all makes and models, whether it's synthetic or diesel or whatever it might be, you can handle it, and you've got exactly the right model for whatever people are driving.
Right, and that's a really common question. People ask, well, what is the deal about the 995 oil change?
Because
that's up to 5 quarts of semi-synthetic oil. It's mm-hmm. it's new OEM oil with all the, you know, stuff, a new filter, everything you need there. We do an inspection on the vehicle every time that it's in. If you need another quart or two, most vehicles that are passenger car size vehicles will take 5 quarts,
mm-hmm.
maybe up to about 7 on a truck or a larger SUV. So it's just a few dollars more for an additional quart or two. There's taxes and the waste disposal fee on top of that. And usually you can get it done for under $15. If you need a synthetic or a diesel oil change, those are pretty specific to the amount of oil that you need. So they'll quote those for your vehicle, but they're very competitively priced also.
Yep.
And really great deals. So they had all that. And then we do have the, we promise to beat or beat anybody's price on a tire.
Right.
And on brakes and batteries,
Your tire shopping on whatever you think you're getting a great price, and bring it to Dungis, and they will meet or beat it.
And, of course, new used cars. The used car market's been really hot lately. We've had great inventory, and it's just been we've been selling lots of used cars. It seems to be people looking for a lot of value these days. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, we've got certified Lincoln, certified Toyotas and Fords. We've got our great Q-certified vehicles, which includes most of our vehicles that are under 10 years old and 100,000 miles. If they pass muster, we're going to put an additional 2-year up to 100,000 mile warranty, so that's a total of 100,000 miles on the vehicle itself, not an additional. That's on used vehicles, and then on our new vehicles we have our Dungis Q certified program is a 7-year 100,000 mile warranty that's at no additional cost to you. It just comes complimentary with your purchase of the vehicle,
and that is a anywhere in the country warranty. That doesn't say that you're tying everybody to you have to have the service done at Dungis.
No, it's a real nationwide warranty. You can take it to any ASE certified shop in the country. Of course, any new car dealer or a new used car dealer that has a shop usually is going to qualify for that. But
mm-hmm.
That just in case you're traveling or get moved away, it's still a great value for you.
We're not as mobile as some communities, but we have people that transfer in and out. And,
oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, so it's important that people know that.
We have lots of customers, you know, that come from all over to do business with us, too. That's something that happens all the time in today's world. And, you know, we go, you know, all over the place to get vehicles. You know, we're constantly going all over the country to get a dealer trade or to buy a used car for someone. This is, if we don't have what you're looking for, this is something I hear from customers a lot. You know, I had to go to Tulsa to find what I was looking for. Stop right there. You don't have to go to Tulsa. We certainly can. We've got access to virtually any Ford, Lincoln, Toyota that's made. We can find them. We go get them, and usually can be very competitive on the price, of course.
And you have done that for Rhonda and I. I guess each of us at least once that I can think of that we had a specific, you know, set of criteria we were looking for. And I know at least on the one I'm driving now, you traveled up to, I forget, the Kansas City area to pick it up someplace for me.
Well, it's crazy. I mean, I think in the last week we went to Pennsylvania to get a truck.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's Well, we're going through model year and closeout, so some of the options and things that people are looking for are a little limited right now because we're in a transition on the model year, mm-hmm. But you know this goes on throughout the year now, and with all the different trim levels and options on vehicles and things that people can do to customize it for them, there's just no way any dealer can have a full selection of everything that the manufacturers make.
You mentioned it to me a couple of times, and I forget the number, but just the variations on an F-150, we're in the thousands.
It's when you really look at it, and really go down to all the options, it's millions of opportunities.
it's
a little too much.
So. Yeah, well, just I want this thing, and then you go through all the paint colors,
Paint colors and all the different, there's six or so trim levels, and then they all have different packages on them, and then there's regional packages and things that complicate it. There's incentives now that are very specific to individuals, to certain affinity groups and organizations. If you have you work for a large employer around here, you may get special pricing or mm-hmm. be a part of the American Quarter Horse Association. There's all kinds of things. Ford has incentives they'll send you in your mailbox that'll come just to you, that are just for you, and those are vary in value, and that's it. So don't overlook that if you get something like that in your mail.
And then some of the other things that I know that we frequently talking about, I know some during certain months Ford or Toyota will advertise veteran savings, but in general, if you're veteran, retired military, some of the other things.
Yeah, first responders.
Police, fire, that's more or less all the time. Bring it up whether it is or not.
A lot of rebates out there like that. There's college graduate rebates, first time buyer rebates. All kinds of great programs out there like that. We do have lots of we mentioned the model year and closeout. Lots of new stuff coming in now.
I would imagine so.
Yeah, the 19s are starting to arrive, particularly in the last week or so. More of the Toyotas are coming in. We've got 19 Corollas, Camrys, Avalons on the ground. We've got a hybrid Avalon that you need to come take a look at. We're getting 19 Tacomas. Also, still getting a few of the 18 model years that are just still coming in on the RAV4 line and the F-150, but almost everything else is switched over to the 19s.
Mm-hmm.
We've got lots of exciting stuff with different electronic configurations on both the Ford program and Toyota Intune, mm-hmm. Where each of them are just continue to improve their how they perform and work with your phone and different apps and things that make it easier to find where you're going or whatever you need in your vehicle.
And the vehicle has become, for many people, their mobile office. They're on the road a lot, and they take their work with them and take work phone calls, too, so it's important. You brought a friend along.
Yeah, I did. I have Emily from the Young Professionals. Hello, Emily. Come
hi.
On.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, sure.
I'm excited to be here.
I'm glad you could come and talk a little bit about what's going on with Young Professionals and Theater Bartlesville, both.
you got
a busy schedule over the next couple weeks.
Unbelievably busy, but yeah. So next week, YPB is having a bonfire on Friday, so that's November 9th at 6 p.m.
That's a fun event. You guys have done that before.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, we have like 100 people come out, mm-hmm. and you just get to talk and hang out by the fire, and the weather's been perfect for that. It's been nice and cold where you want to cozy up next to a fire, and yeah.
Cool. So when is that going to be?
So that's November 9th at 6 p.m. And although we're called Young Professionals of Bartlesville, everyone is welcome.
Even I have come. Some of the event.
Yeah, Brad, you're welcome to come.
No, I like what you guys do. You guys have a lot of fun. You're a great group and involved in so many things going on around town mm-hmm. these days. It's been fun to see you guys just out in town doing stuff.
Yeah, I recently had the pleasure of being on the committee for the Main Street MASH here that supported downtown Bartlesville, uh-huh. and that was a lot of fun. And yeah, we get on different committees and boards around town, and we're just happy to have a hand in all the fun stuff in Bartlesville.
If you're involved in a board and you don't have a member of YP Bartlesville, maybe you might want to reach out to them and see if a member has an interest in whatever your organization is, mm-hmm. and you may honestly probably even likely will find a good board member.
Undoubtedly, yeah. We would love for people to reach out.
You know, that's one of the things that you guys do is help people connect to what's going on in Bartlesville. People mm-hmm. that are, you know, brought here to for a job or something and might need to might not know really what's going on. And Bartlesville is such a rich community in terms of opportunities like this.
Yeah, and I mean, like, our motto is, you know, Bartlesville is a great place to live, work, and play. And something else we say always in our newsletter is there's always something going on in Bartlesville.
Yeah.
You just have to find it.
Yeah.
And we like to connect people with that and say, you know, this is what's going on this weekend. I mean, I go to things like 5 times a week.
Yeah, no, it's busy, not hard around here. We've got Hops for Hope coming up this Saturday.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, that's one of the best events in town.
Oh, so much fun. Yeah, and for a great cause.
And you're listening to this show, our friends at the there are going to have a great night. And anyway, that is coming up this Saturday. And then you've got the bonfire again coming up next Friday night, a week from tomorrow.
Correct.
And then you've got something else that we wanted to talk about a little bit that is around the corner here, a little bit, a unique thing that Theater Bartlesville is doing.
Yeah, so we're doing the complete works of William Shakespeare Abridged.
Okay.
So
I have seen that particular script, if it's the one I think you're using. And even the histories, which I tend to avoid, are fun.
Yeah. It's. I think people sometimes are surprised when I tell them it's a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just three people. It's myself, Troy Martin, and Andy Dossett. And Andy Dossett's also the director. And we act out all 37 of Shakespeare's plays in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But you get to work in 90% of the famous quotes, you know.
Yeah.
Now is the winter of our discontent is in there. And on the yonder window breaks is in there. And friends, Romans, countrymen, all the familiar quotes are there, you know.
Yeah, and the fun thing is we're not that smart when it comes to Shakespeare. Like, that's the characters we play. So one of the lines I get to say is "Et tu, Brute?"
Sure.
Uh-huh. And so I have like a post-it note on my hand, and so I go, "Et tu, Brute?"
Well, of course, you know, that traditionally that's something you have read in, I don't know, English class in eighth grade, freshman year, whenever it was, you know. So it's fun.
Yeah, and that's going to be the weekend of the 18th, November 18th. We have 4 shows, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
The Thursday show, that comes with a dinner.
Oh.
It's, so it's special.
That's good.
Yeah.
And it's at the theater, I suppose.
Yep, Theater Bartlesville.
Theater Bartlesville.
Come see us.
Wonderful theater if you haven't been in there. And it comes with a dinner, too. That's a neat event.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a fundraising event for Theater Bartlesville itself.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You get the opportunity to actually tell your friends, I'm going to go see Shakespeare tonight.
Yeah.
You know, and then leave it there and see how they react.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's a great local theater program, and you guys have been around for years, done a lot of great stuff in our town, and I love to put a light in. And that sounds like a really neat event and a great work. So you guys are doing the rehearsals now, I assume, and getting ready?
Yes, and you can imagine with an hour and a half and only 3 people, it's a lot of lines and a lot of learning Shakespeare, and it's not always the easiest thing for your brain to pick up on and remember, because you put knots in weird places and the and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's not quite the same way we speak today.
No, exactly. It's not. Sometimes even Shakespeare went out of his way to get the old language in there. And but this one is, it's definitely comedy, but it has its serious moments in there too.
Yeah,
I say the serious with a question mark because I'm not always sure.
Yeah, there's a little bit of seriousness, but mostly just a lot of like goofy fun and a little bit of audience participation.
Oh,
so
really?
It's a lot of fun for the audience. You guys get a little bit involved, so.
Yep, it's good. And I think just because for those that haven't been to Theater Bartlesville, this is an excellent opportunity just to go see the space. It's a unique acting space that you get to perform in, and it does lend itself well to audience participation.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I would think a show like this would really come off well there too.
And because it's a very cozy atmosphere.
It's intimate.
It's intimate, yeah. And so for something like audience participation, it's perfect.
That's great. So how do they get more information or get a hold of tickets? What's the
Yeah, so go to theaterbartlesville.com. Tickets are on sale now. Get them while you can. I think they're selling out fast. So
how much are they?
So for the dinner, I think it's $45.
Okay.
But for every other night after that, it's $15.
Okay, great.
Very reasonably priced, I think.
Check that out at theaterbartlesville.com. And then we've got also the bonfire coming up for young professionals. Where is that held? And there's no charge for that, I assume.
No charge, yeah. Free to come. So it's on Hillcrest at the Cane Land.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so if you know kind of where that is, mm-hmm. just west of the country club, mm-hmm. okay. You should be able to see the giant fires from the street.
You'll see the fire out in the field there, and they'll be yep. in your park out in the field. And,
correct.
So yeah. you pull off probably in the before you get to the river on the in the dirt. There's a
yes.
gate.
Correct.
A gate through the fence there,
yeah.
probably about 100 feet from the bridge.
Correct. I'd say, yeah. I want to say the intersecting street, but the neighborhood is like Starview Gaze or something. Uh-huh. We're planning on having like reflectors too, so people know exactly where to turn in. So, yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Great night.
We also have maps on Facebook. So if you go on Facebook, find our event. We have a map. So.
And if you're interested in checking out what's going on generally with young professionals, you can do that through their Facebook program.
Yeah.
Once again, theaterbartlesville.com to find out about those programs. And I know both are really, volunteer organizations. And, so if you're just interested and want to know what's going on or want to get involved, that's how you do it also. And they're both really vibrant in town, and great to have you here to help promote them.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Sure. There's so much other stuff going on in Bartlesville, though. I mean, we got, we had our Reich Chef program at the Price Tower recently,
yes.
and I believe our chef will be here in the next probably a couple weeks from now and start the transition of the new menu won't come till after the first of the year probably, but he'll start working his magic soon and get up to speed. It's Chef Nook. He was the winner of the People's Choice Award the night we had the reception, and also that really outscored everybody on the total compilation of the judges' accounting of what they did. All six of the finalists prepared a meal for the judges one at a time over the full day on Monday when we did the cook-off, and then they regrouped and prepared an appetizer that mm-hmm. was created, and we had a reception at the tower where we had over 100 people come, and really it was a fun time. Anyway, Chef Nook will be here.
For those that did not hear, his roots are New Orleans, so it would be a fair statement to say that at least occasionally you'll find something of the Cajun nature on the menu.
I would think so. I mean,
I'm looking forward to some excellent crawfish etouffee without having to go all the way to Antoine's.
Good, and I think he's very experienced in New Orleans cooking, which ranges the full breadth of American and world cooking. Really,
exactly.
I mean, New Orleans is such a great food town, and he's really an ideal guy for this for this program, the chef or artist in residence program. He's worked with a lot of great chefs and great restaurants, and has never had his own opportunity, and he's going to have his opportunity here to help us recreate the Copper Restaurant at Price Tower again. So that's really exciting, and you can look forward to that. And it's been really encouraging for everybody. We also, I was on yesterday a part of the design committee approval of the Tower Green or Green, the Green.
The Green at Unity Square will be the proposed name.
The proposed name that the committee is forwarding to the City Council next week.
And I know that the Green Committee is asking for a good turnout Monday night to be at the council meeting.
No, if you can, come out and represent, and your voice will be heard. That has been such a great program to be involved in. So many people spent many hours working on this. What's wonderful is the whole design really just came together. I mean, it kind of was obvious how mm-hmm. it would be, and it came so. I think the stage is in the right place. I think it's going to be a wonderful space for our community and a really rich thing to add to our downtown. And
I believe the stage will be a 30 by 60 stage, if I remember the news story correctly. So you can put nearly anything out there.
Well, the space there is actually larger than the Guthrie Green in Tulsa. It's really going to be outstanding. There's a place for food trucks. There's a place to get away from the stage and be in a more of a quiet space. Lots of place for kids and just families to have fun and wander around. I think if you were to walk or run or ride something around the edge of it or on the sidewalk, you'd be about a quarter of a mile. So it's a fairly large urban park in a downtown area, certainly. And I think right now there's some parking adjacent to the tower where staff mostly park there, actually. But with the closing of the road there, we'll convert that from parking probably eventually into some kind of a cafe and open that up for food service in the tower. So an exciting thing to have that right next to the stage and performance area. One of the things that the committee did, and through the design work of Ambler Architects, which we should really thank them, they did all of the work that they've done so far on this pro bono for the city, and have done many hours of free work. And of course, that would have cost us lots more money to get to this point if we didn't have their help. But one of the things we decided to do creating up bathrooms there to make sure that there's good bathroom space, which I think is practical, but obviously will make it a really great place for people and large crowds to visit. I think they said that the restrooms are rated for over 600 people.
The 600 to 700 was what was mentioned yesterday anyway.
Right, so that's really substantial places.
Probably not all at the same time.
Food trucks with power there so that they don't have to bring generators and stuff like that. I don't think we'll really focus on too much of that, but we want to have some stuff like that. And we certainly want to encourage people to go downtown and spend money at businesses downtown, at local restaurants and retails downtown, and hopefully this will help encourage more and more of that.
Well, I think with the stage space and the spectator space overall, there's probably no event that you couldn't host there, whether you could do something just on a small acoustic set for a lot of people, or to I don't know, the acoustics of maybe a rock concert echoing off the buildings of downtown, maybe not the best, but theoretically you could do it.
Theoretically, yeah.
Two things I'm really excited for. One is the Hot Street Party. Yeah. We've held it between the Price Tower and the Community Center 2 years now because we knew that would be a great space to do something like that. Last year was our biggest Hot Street Party ever, and I think it's just so perfect, and having the green and the stage and the being able to plug in for the food trucks, I'm there for that. And on a related note, doing some like Shakespeare in the Park, a lot of cities have that because they have the spaces to do it, and I'm so excited to do stuff like that.
And the closest Shakespeare festival that I'm aware of in the state is in Oklahoma City. So it would give the opportunity to do maybe on a limited scale something. It would be a perfect space to actually do a whole play or to continue with something like what you're doing now.
For sure.
And I just think it builds on Bartlesville's great reputation for the arts and for what we're doing. And I commend the city for passing that on the bond issue to really, because that'll be, I think, something that's different about our green space, so to speak, than the others out in our world, is we're looking to make it a really art space, an entry to the Bartlesville Arts District, and sitting between the community center and the Price Tower. It just makes sense. The way those two buildings, which are both, it's a Taliesin School of Architecture design on one side and a Frank Lloyd Wright design on the other, and the way they work together and the way this park sits between them, it just draws them together. And I think that's where the design is really great, and what people, when they see it, will be really impressed, I think. And anyway, it's a good, exciting time for Bartlesville.
How does somebody get involved with the YP?
You can sign up and become a member. What I would recommend is come out to one of our events, like the bonfire. Come find me. My name's Emily. You can find Troy. Troy's the president. I'm the president-elect. And we would love to tell you more about how to get involved. Membership for a year is $25.
Regular social events, though, right?
Yep, we have monthly socials. Something that's coming up, too, is our downtown Christmas crawl. That's in December. Big event for us. We raise money for a local charity. And I think this year we're raising money for ARF, the Animal Rescue Foundation. So, yeah.
That and your, of course, the Hot Street Party you mentioned is one of your big things, and one we partnered with the Young Professionals with for many years, and that's one of your big events. And but you're doing stuff all throughout the year, and really, like you mentioned, getting people engaged and involved in the community.
Yeah, we just want to get people plugged in because, like I said, there's always something to do in Bartlesville, and you know, if you're young and you want to help different causes, you know, there's a lot here, and. People always need help, so.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in today, and we wish you luck with the events coming up and with the performance at the break leg, I'll say, on that one, rather than wishing you luck.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in, Ellie.
Get your tickets for Theater Bartlesville, and again,
TheaterBartlesville.com, or look for either of them on Facebook, I would think. Probably both of them have good,
both
good
on
Facebook presences.
Yep.
Exactly. In the time that we've got left, Brad, we, you know, I know, of course, Green Country tickets will be available tomorrow.
We're just kicking it off, aren't we? You do get Green Country tickets for buying a car, not thousands of them. We won't do that, but I think it's up to 100 or something.
That's typically, we kind of leave it up to the dealership, but that's right. What we suggest. Yeah.
It's a good way to get a lot of tickets.
It is. And, of course, you're in there with one of the grand prizes as well, so that helps
out.
That's
right. We'd love to partner with you guys on this to help encourage people to shop in Bartlesville during the holiday season. We're getting ready to have a great season this year, and I can't believe it's time for the green tickets again.
However you store the tickets at home, that jar or envelope or whatever you start putting tickets in, they will, you can actually start picking those up.
The new to town will have to ask friends about this, you don't know what you're missing.
The YPB people will be spreading the word, no doubt. I'll be out at Cherokee Casino Ramona tonight passing out green tickets. The first location. If you want to go get the first tickets that are available, we'll be out there later on this afternoon.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So as far as when people come in for that $9.95 oil change, they're doing more than just getting oil and filter. You go over the whole car.
We go over the whole car. We top off all their fluids. We're going to do a complete vehicle inspection. We'll go if we do rotate your tires, if we get the wheels off, we'll inspect the batteries, the brakes, measure your brake pads. To help you make sure your car is safe.
Okay. At the risk of mentioning a different car dealership, I wanted to give people a traffic safety note here. An accident near Patriot Chevrolet on Adams Road, on 75. We understand three cars are involved. No other information, at least on the note that was handed to me. But again, just avoid the area for about the next 15, 20 minutes. Let the authorities do whatever needs to be taken care of. The wreckers haul over the cars or whatever. Again, whatever needs to be there. An accident near Patriot Chevrolet on Adams Road at 75. Three cars involved. Be prepared for that traffic slowdown.
Yeah, look out for that.
Then you get the report card on the car?
We keep a record of that going forward, so we know how your vehicle's wearing and tearing through time and what's going on with your vehicle, so that we can help you plan for needs that might be coming up in the future, maintenance-wise, or make sure that your brakes, tires, batteries, those critical maintenance items are always up to speed.
Okay, and of course, with or without an appointment?
That's right. You can check it out online to get right into our scheduling system there. At DungeonsChoice.com, or give us a call at 918-333-0900, or just drop on by.
Okay, and again, get your tickets for Theater Bartlesville. We'll see you at the bonfire, and check out the buys online, DungeonsChoice.com. 46 degrees, news on the way next on 1400 K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville.